Yeah, this seems to be kind of a litany of one thing after another with the transition from Bristow Ireland to from CHC to Bristow Ireland, and the change of helicopter from the Sikorsky to the AW189. This current problem will only affect Shannon because they hope to have it sorted before Sligo or Dublin or Waterford go live. I suppose we're lucky in this part of the country that we have such a brilliant service from the operators of it over the last number of years, and we want to see that continued. What seems to have happened is that these new helicopters, the old ones were able to have stretchers wheeled into them from the back through the back door, and this would mainly involve working from hospital to hospital, or if you had a heart attack anywhere along, and they were coming to pick you up to bring you to one of the heart speciality places. That seems to be the problem. What they have to use, what they call a winching stretcher, is what the new helicopters have to use, which is not quite the same, and it's not certified. And as a result, the operators or the paramedics on board have to treat you from sitting on their knees, because they're not able to, they don't have space for a proper stretcher in it. So modifications are going to have to be made, but I think the comments made by Chris Reynolds, who said it was madness, basically, the way that the thing had been done, that the whole operation, these new stretchers will have to be certified. The timeline of this changeover has taken so long, so much longer than we were originally told. And the cost of that has to be huge to the taxpayer, because we're now paying CHC for an extra 12 months plus on their contract, along with the €800 million contract for 10 years with the new company, with Bristow Ireland. And I think his comment that whoever was handling the procurement contract for the Coast Guard didn't know what they were doing. And I think that's really, really worrying. That's what's happening in this day and age, and those comments came from a former Irish Coast Guard director, which is really, really worrying.
And it's very much starting the new partnership off on a very bad footing as well.
It is. Now, most of the staff are the same, most of the crew are the same, all of those things are staying in place, which I'm delighted with, but there seems to have been a fall down, and there were questions raised at an early stage about the smaller helicopter being used, and especially its ability, because our Sligo helicopter probably covers a larger part of the northwest coast and the north, the North Atlantic, than any other helicopter. We want them, their crews, to be safe doing what they're doing and to be able to do their job properly.